Om Sahanavavatu, Sahanavbhunaktu, Sahavīryam karavāvahai, Tejasvinavatitamastu, Ma vidvishāvahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Okay. We were going to do review the participles, present participles. Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. We have a
handout, but it's semi-useful. It's not what we're going to be really focusing on. You might as well have it. Get for the last page there. Yeah.
Thank you.
But let's go into Antoine. Book one. Do you have book one with you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We'll go to page 84. President, let's just read through it and tell me if you get into a glitch here. So page 84, number 83 in the middle of the page, present participle active and passive. Okay. See where it says Kshatriya and Kshanich. I mentioned this last week. These are the in the Panini Sutras, the Kshatriya stands for Ut, and Kshanich stands for actually Anna. Okay. So you don't need to know that. It's just know that these are terms that are used for the Kshatriyas, for the Parismaipada, present participle, and Kshanich. It should be Sha, long A. Kshanich stands for the Atmanapada endings. So let me just say a couple of things before we read through this. The present participle is going to be added on to the base of the first, fourth, sixth, and tenth. That's what we're looking at now, just the first, fourth, sixth, and tenth. Then we'll look at the others. It's added, and this is, well, actually this is true for all of them, but it's added on to the base of the root. And that means the guna sign of the root is going to be included. So, for instance, if you have Bud, which becomes Bodhati, you know, then Bodha is going to be the base that's going to get the present participle root. If you have Nashyati, fourth means to perish, it's fourth, that Nashya, it would be, Nashya would be the base. So it's going to keep the guna sign, whatever changes the root goes through, plus the guna sign to that. The base is going to that base, the endings are going to be added. The present participle endings are going to be added. The endings are different for the Atmanapada and for the Parismaipada and the Atmanapada. So there's going to be two sets of endings. The endings for the ending for the Parismaipada is Ut, right? And for the Atmanapada is Mana. In the first four, six, and tenth, and Anna in all of the others. Right. And so, when you add, we'll read all of this, but I kind of just want you to hear it from me now. When you add at the Parismaipada ending, that root ends in a that ending ends in a consonant, right? Mm-hmm. So it's going to be declined like an ending noun, like Bhagavat. Actually, we'll look through the, we'll go through the whole declension. Whereas if mana or ana is added for the Atmanapada ending, that's an ending noun, right? Like, so it's going to be declined like an ending adjective. So the Parismaipada is going to be declined like Bhagavat. And then of course, the is going to be declined like Rama, Sita, poem, an ending adjective, right?
Okay.
So let's, I just told you, now we're going to read through it. Okay. Any questions so far? Okay, let's read through it. Verbs take Parismaipada terminations. Verbs taking Parismaipada terminations form their present participle active in ut. To form it, the termination anti of the third person plural of the present active is replaced by ut. That makes it easy, right? So ni, first gana, ni becomes ne, nayanti, so nayat. Move the anti, put ut. Div, fourth gana, divyanti, remove the anti, put ut, divyat. Vish, sixth gana, vishanti, vishat. Chur, tenth gana, charyanti, charyat. You all right with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the masculine and neuter, the present participle parasmaipada is declined like dhimat with the following modifications. The nominative singular masculine does not lengthen the We're going to look at my handout for this. Go to two. The number two exception, the nominative accusative and vocative dual neuter takes the strong termination in unt, necessarily in the first, fourth, and tenth, and optionally in the sixth conjugate, in the sixth conjugation. So let's just look at these examples. They give an example of nayat, which is first, divyat, which is fourth, and choryat, which is tenth. Okay, so nayan, nayantau, nayantaha. Now, if you would, just take your first page here of this handout. Look at the declension of Bhagavat. Bhagavan, Bhagavantau, Bhagavantaha, Bhagavantam, Bhagavantau, Bhagavataha. For declining Bhagavat, in the first five declensions, it's strong. Have you learned it that way?
Mm-hmm.
That it's strong, so it takes a nasal.
Mm-hmm.
When we're doing the ut ending for the parasmaipada, the only difference between Bhagavat is the masculine declension is in the nominative singular, where instead of Bhagavan, it would be Bhagavan.
Mm-hmm.
If it were a present participle.
Oh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, say if you have naya, it's not going to be nayan,
mm-hmm.
It'll be nayam. So the a stays short. That is the only difference. The rest of it in the masculine. Right, kids? It's okay. The rest of it in the masculine is exactly like Bhagavan. So, are you familiar with Bhagavan?
Yeah.
The declension?
Yeah.
So look at divyan. It's not divyan.
Our little paradigm was the word bhavat. That's what we were using.
That's all right.
So that one doesn't lengthen the last A.
Probably because it comes from bhu or something.
Bhavan.
So we're using that as an example for the present participle?
Yeah, that was really, now I get it. It just was, for some reason, I guess I hadn't really been thinking that there were going to be different forms of it. And so I just was using this paradigm, and if I would see it, I would recognize that it was a...
Okay. Just notice that there are nouns that are vat and mut ending nouns, a lot of them.
We have those too.
Okay, and so the only difference between these nouns and a present participle in the masculine is in that nominative singular.
Okay.
Where the a doesn't lengthen, that's it.
Okay.
You get it?
But the meaning of a but noun is going to be full of something, right?
Like that possessive.
Possessive. Right?
Yeah, but or not show possession of whatever the noun is.
So the meaning will be different than this, which really is like adding ing to a word, right? Like
right.
Verb.
These nouns have nothing to do with present participles.
Right.
These have nothing at all. The only thing they have in common is that because the present participle ends in ut, what is it going to be declined like? Because the participles are declined, just like a past passive participle is declined,
mm-hmm.
Like a noun, like an adjective, a present participle is declined.
Mm-hmm.
So then what declensional model does it follow? Well, it follows the nouns that end in vat and mut, except for the nominative singular.
Okay.
But nouns that end in vat and mut are nouns. They don't have anything to do with being a participle. Is it clear?
Yeah, I just wanted to be clear on that.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Okay.
So then let's, keeping this in view, recognizing that, let's go back to the masculine. So you've got nayan, nayantau, nayantaha. Then divyan, this is a fourth gana. Divyan, divyantau, divyantaha. Choryan, this is a tenth gana. Choryan, choryantau, choryantaha. Okay. Then the accusative. Bhagavantam, Bhagavantau, Bhagavataha, exactly the same. Nayantam, Nayantau, Nayantaha, first gana. divyantam, divyantau, divyataha, fourth gana, chodiyantam, chodiyantau, chodiyataha, tenth gana. Okay so far?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's, go to the neuter. In fact, I have a neuter on page six there. This is taken from another section. On page six of my handout, jagat is a neuter noun that is declined as jagat, jagati, jaganti, and then the accusative is the same, jagat, jagati, jaganti. Okay? The rest is just like Bhagavat. Now, in the first, fourth, sixth, and tenth, what is going to in the neuter, if we're doing the present participles, there's going to be a difference here, and the difference is that in the dual, a nasal will be inserted. Okay? So if you go down to the bottom of the page, this is for the first example, for the first, fourth, sixth, and tenth, you see jagat, jaganti, I mean gachat, gachanti, gachanti. You see that? Jag, gachat, gachanti, gachanti. This is what happens for the first, fourth, sixth, and tenth. For the first, fourth, and tenth. Go down to the one below. Visha six. There, the insertion of that nasal is optional in the dual. Visha, Vishanti, or Vishati, or and then Vishanti in the plural. So you have to remember that when you're, if you have a present participle that is adjectival to a neuter noun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then if it's first, fourth, sixth, and tenth, it'll be declined just like jagat, except in the nominative and accusative dual that it'll take a nasal. But in the sixth gana, it will optionally take a nasal. Okay. Have us on alert. So now look at the neuter that they have here with nayat. You see that in your book, in your Antoine? The neuter? These are the first, fourth, and tenth examples where that nasal is not optional. It's nayat, nayanti, nayanti. Divyat, fourth divyat, divyanti, divyanti. Choriyat, choriyanti, choriyanti. But go down below, vishat, in the masculine, it's just like nayat, but in the neuter, because vish is sixth gana, right? Vishat, vishati, or vishanti, vishanti. So in the sixth gana, you have to know that this is an option, but the putting the nasal in is optional. Can you go back to page 6 of my handout?
Mm-hmm.
At the bottom of the page where it says present participles.
Mm-hmm.
Before the E of the nominative, vocative, and accusative dual of the neuter, in is prefixed to the final ta of the present participles of the roots of the first, fourth, and tenth conjugations, and optionally to the ta of the roots of the sixth gana. So in the nominative, vocative, and accusative, gachet, gachanti, gachanti, it's first gana. But six gana, vishat, vishanti, or vishati, vishanti. So far, so good?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to point something out to you that you have to remember this. It's obvious, but I'm going to point it out. Do you see gachanti and vishanti there?
Mm-hmm.
That looks just like the third person plural of the present tense, right? And so you have to know that what looks like the third person plural of the present tense can be a present participle in the nominative or accusative vocative, neuter plural. Now, if you look at the Bhagavad, you see Bhagavad? Go down to the locative singular, Bhagavati. If that's gachat, gachati, nashati, divyati, choryati. So you can also have, and this is one is very, very common, because in the absolute locative, do you know what this term means, absolute locative? When you have a noun, when you have a noun and a present participle, or a noun and a past participle in the locative tense, mm-hmm. often you're going to have something that looks just like the third person singular of the present tense. Gachati, nashati. So you have to make a note of that. That the, and we'll be, I'll be pointing it out now, because it comes up a lot. Because your mind is just going to think this is third person singular, mm-hmm. present tense. So in my mind, when I'm reading, I always think, if I'm stumped on a sentence, I always immediately, oh, could this be a participle? Could this be a present participle? You know. Okay. Oh, it's my brother-in-law. Spits in my car. Do you feel clear on this so far?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah? Let's go to the Atmanepada. Verbs taking Atmanepada terminations form their present participle in mana. This is for the first, fourth, sixth, and tenth. You with me on page 85 at the bottom of the... Okay. To form it, the termination te of the third person singular of the present tense is replaced by mana. So, lab, labate, labamana. Man, manya fourth, man, manyate, manyamana. Mre, mriyate, mriyamana. So if mri goes through that change in the sixth gana, mriyamana. Mrig, tenth gana, mrigayate, mrigayamana. Then it's declined like an ending adjective. Okay. The masculine is declined like kupa, the neuter like venom, and the feminine is going to be like an ah, become ah. I forgot to mention something about the parismipeta feminine, formation of the parismipeta feminine for the present participle. You take the nominative dual form. And so the neuter nominative dual would be nayanti, then you decline it like an e ending noun. Divyanti, long e ending noun. Choryanti, long e ending noun. Or vishati or vishanti. You can use either form and decline it like a long E ending noun. Like dasi. What did you learn for long E's? Dasi?
What did we learn?
We just had the paragraph.
Oh, for a long E.
I mean, who did you do it for? With what? What word?
I can't remember.
Like, it doesn't matter.
Nadi.
Oh, nadi, yeah. It could be nadi. Yeah, that's a common one, yeah. So do you understand what that means? Just take the neuter dual form, whatever it is. In the sixth gana, the neuter dual is going to have two forms, either with or without a nasal, like vishati or vishanti. Then that becomes the substantive that's going to be declined.
Okay, now, when you said the word substantive here...
That's what you decline. Like, for instance...
So it's the change, it's modified once from the root, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Or like, say if we use gum. Mm-hmm. Gum becomes gachati in the third person singular, gachanti. You make it gachat. Mm-hmm. Now that's the substantive, okay. In the sense. That's what's going to be declined.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay? And so gachat is declined like Bhagavat in the masculine.
Yeah.
Right? And then it's declined like jagat in the neuter. And then you take the neuter dual, nominative dual, and that becomes the feminine form that's going to be declined. I have how you decline jagat on this page 6, it's jagat, jagati, jaganti, jagat, jagati, jaganti, and then the rest is like masculine, Bhagavat.
To look at what we had read in Moore, because that's what we study, and there's no mention in that chapter of there being other, that there was the Atmane.
Atmane
for the was like, I think it maybe was left for book two or something. If there were, I mean, I don't know, it was like in advance. Yeah, he just never, it was like never mentioned.
And we didn't get any handouts on it?
Oh, yeah.
No. No, because remember when we first learned this, we got a bunch of, we got,
this one?
Yeah, we got different sheets, individual sheets with different different verbs were used because gum was on there.
Oh, yeah,
anyway,
okay.
They were the black and white sheets or whatever. They weren't in color, and
okay,
there was a
yeah.
few examples, but I don't. I kind of looked through them, but I didn't see any given for Apanapada either. So anyway,
so is it rarer to encounter the Apanapada terminations? I'm just wondering.
No, not really.
Okay.
I don't know. It's not rare. You have to know that.
Okay.
Okay. Turn the page to page 86. You can also have a present participle passive. And that formation is really actually easy. All verbs form their present participle passive in mana. Okay? Because the passive, whether in the in all 10 gunas, the passive is ya.
Mm-hmm.
Ya ends in a. If it ends in a, it's going to take mana. In the other roots, all of the other roots, the conjugational sign is not going to end in a. And so what you're going to be adding is ana, not mana. See what I mean? So for all of the passives, you're going to take mana. So all verbs form their present participle passive in mana. To form it in at the termination te of the third person singular of the present passive is replaced by mana. Like gum, gamyate, gamyamana. Da, diyate, that should be diyate, typo. Diyate, diyamana. Kri, kriyate, kriyamana. Smrit, smaryate, smaryamana. Chur, choryate, choryamana. You see?
Mm-hmm.
The masculine is defined like kripa, the neuter like venom for the feminine. See, number 108, it's just going to tell you long off, mana. Like before. Okay. Now, there's something else I think we should do here. Go to page, before we go to the ana affix, that'll be fast. Go to page 89. In your Antoine. Testing. Okay. The use of the participles. We'll just do the ones that are the present participle.
Mm-hmm.
I saw two trees falling. Here, falling is adjectival to two trees, right? And it's simultaneous action. Here's the verb is I saw, and you're seeing something which is doing, which is falling.
Mm-hmm.
So, you see that?
Mm-hmm.
So you say patantau, because pat is a first gana, patati.
Mm-hmm.
And so vrikshau, so bhagavan, bhagavantau, bhagavantaha. So patantau, vrikshau,
mm-hmm.
Accusative dual, apasham. I apasham, past tense, I saw, frikshau, accusative dual, two trees, which were falling. Do you see it? So adjectival relationship. Do you see the patantau from patati?
Mm-hmm.
Or patanti? Becomes patat. What would the nominative singular of pat be for the present participle? You have to think of Bhagavat. Look at Bhagavat. Patan, yeah. Patan, patantau, patantaha, patantam, patantau, patataha, patataha, right?
Mm-hmm. And I do remember, I guess when we were taught this too, there was something about, just trying to make sure I've got this right, that the reason it's an N, that it ends with an N, is that it used to be that you're still using the unt ending.
That's right.
But that you can't add the S or something. You can't have the double, something like that.
It goes like this. You have Bhagavat. We'll do Bhagavat.
Yeah.
You have Bhagavat. It takes the na in the first five inflections, so it becomes Bhagavant.
Right.
Right? And then to that, it adds an is. So now you have a triple conjunct, because the is is the ending.
Okay.
You know, is al just, that's the ending, is. So now you have a triple conjunct, in to is. When you have a triple conjunct at the end of a noun like this that's being declined, the last two members will drop. There's a rule for that. And the preceding vowel will be lengthened. It's Pamini sutras.
Yeah. So it's really is an S, but because of that rule, it becomes an N.
That's right. Well, it becomes an N because in the first five inflections, since Bhagavat is strong, what makes it strong is it takes an N. So you have Bhagavant, plus then that to Bhagavant, you add the ending, which is Is. So Bhagavant's. But then there's a rule, when you have a triple conjunct like that, the last two members will drop and the preceding vowel will be lengthened. So you'll get Bhagavan, which becomes Bhagavan.
Right.
But in forming the present participle, that a doesn't become a. So you just have Gachan, or Patan, or Bodhan. You have the same thing as going to be Kshatra. It's just an ut. Then I guess you could say it takes the N in the same way, except there's going to be a sutra that says it doesn't lengthen. Because it takes the, it's strong just like in the Bhagavat. It's exactly like Bhagavat except for that one part. That's a little technical, but really to understand it, what it really is, you have to go to the sutras to see what, all the steps that are involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, but do you understand here, I saw two trees falling, the simultaneous action, and how Bhagavantau is adjectival to Vriksha, which is the masculine accusative dual. So I saw two trees which are falling. Then he gives an example of a passive. Being carried away by the water, the boy died. Okay, so here, your basic, so you have Jalena Niyamana. So, niyamana is from ni to lead.
Mm-hmm.
So, ni takes the ya of the passive plus mana. So, niyamana, being carried away, being led away, being carried away, jalena, by the water, balaha, the boy. So, niyamana is adjective title to bala, the boy. Balaha, amrita, past tense, atmanepada. He died. The boy died. The boy, while being carried away by the water, died. It's simultaneous action. You could say the boy being carried away by the water died, or while the boy was being carried away by the water, he died, while being carried away. A lot of times, when the present participle is adjectival to the subject of the sentence, you'll say, while he was doing this, he did this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, while walking, he sang.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use this while phrase if you want to.
Okay.
Do you see it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This, in the sentence, niyamana?
Yeah.
It's niyamana.
Niyamana.
Okay, because there's a little... Oh, I
it see. It says niyamano.
Got it. Okay.
But the sarga.
Because of the sarga. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so far?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to book two. Oops. Let's see what page this is on. I think I marked it. Page 64. Go down to 102 on page 64. See, we've read through this before, I just want to do it again and see if we have a whole picture here. The present participle active the present participle, the present parismipada, the present participle active atmanapada, and the present participle passive are formed by the addition of the primary suffixes shatra and shanich. Present participle active parismipada. The termination anti or uti of the third person plural of the present active is replaced by ut. Okay. The declension of the present participle in ut has been given in part one. That's what we already went through. Now this you have to just note. The verbs of the third gana and those of the second gana, which have uti in the third person singular. What he means in the third person plural, that's what he means there. In the third person plural.
So that's a typo?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which have uti in the third person plural, do not insert in their strong forms, and are therefore declined like murut. We can look at this when we get to the second and third gana. Okay. Why I want you to know it, understand it right now, though, is it because the terminations anti or uti of the third person plural of the present active is replaced by ut. The only time in the non-agunas that we don't use anti as the third person plural of the present tense is in the second and third gana. But when that's the case, the declension of the ut is weak, like marut, like a one stem noun. For now, let's not worry about it. I just want you to know what they're pointing out there. The same applies optionally to verbs of the sixth conjugation. Okay. Let's look at them. Jagra is an example of the second gana. Jagrati, third person plural. Present participle, jagrat, jagratau, jagrataha. Where if it was normally being done, you'd take a nasal. So we'll look at those in a few minutes. Da is third gana, where you have reduplication. Dadati, dadat, dadatau, dadataha. And then hu, third gana, reduplication. Juhuti, juhuat, juhuatau, juhuataha. The feminine of the present participles, which do not insert in their strong forms, is also formed without the n. Like, dadat would be dadati. So you, again, if you take the second dual of the nominative, you use that form for the feminine. Is this clear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not really, for all practical purposes now, it's not going to be different than in the first, fourth, sixth, and tenth. Only when we get to the second and third gana.
Okay.
But it is different in the atmanapada. The verbs which have ante in the third person plural present, the verbs which have ante in the third person plural present, i.e. the verbs of the first, fourth, sixth, and tenth conjugations, add mana to the verbal root. We've seen that. So, lab, labante, labamana. But then, the verbs which have ate in the third person plural, present, that's the verbs of the second, third, fifth, seventh, eighth, ninth, all the non-aganas, replace ate with ana. And do you remember in the conjugational endings, for the first, fourth, for the non-a, the nasal drops in the atmanapada. Do you have those available to you, those endings? Maybe we should pull those out. Just so you can review those.
Okay.
Right. I guess I confuse those. The general ones are not first, fourth, sixth, and tenth.
Right.
Those are athematics, right?
Yeah, they can be called non-thematic or athematic. Remember, I got confused with
the question.
I was reading the data, so I wrote the names that kind of like with.
Mine's lost in the pile.
We have it.
And let's
share it if you want.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Do you want?
No, no. It's going to be a storm, yeah.
Happening now in this book too is he's just summing up what we already went over in book.
That's right, exactly.
Oh yeah, never mind. It's just reversed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just okay. Reversed.
Okay.
Screwed up. Oh, here it is. Okay. Okay, look at the Atmanepada. Do you see where there's green?
Mm-hmm.
Look at the endings. The endings in the Atmanepada in the third person plural. Mm-hmm. In the first four, six, and tenth, it would be ante, then ate, mm-hmm. anta, ata. Mm-hmm. That's what you have to note for those two in particular. Anything in green is different, okay, than in the first four, six, and ten.
So that's true for all non-one, four, six, and ten verbs.
That's right.
Not just five and eight. Okay.
No, all of them.
All of them.
All of them, yeah. So let's look at a couple of examples here. Do you see where it says dwish?
I'm sorry.
Page 65 in your Antoine.
Okay.
Dwish, mm-hmm. Dwishate, Dwishana. That's the second gunner. Mm-hmm. Da is third. Da, Dadate, Dadana. Su, Sunvate. This is fifth.
Mm-hmm.
Sunvana. Mm-hmm. Vrud, Rundate, seventh. Vrud, Rundate, Rundana. Ten is eighth. Ten, tenvate, tenvana. Kri is ninth. Kri, krinate, krinana. And then, you know, you just decline it like an ending adjective. Read it. This you might make a note of, because it comes a lot. The present participle of as is asina, sitting. It's unusual.
Mm-hmm.
You have to memorize it. You should memorize it because it comes a lot. She to lie down, Shiana, that also comes. Especially in the mythology, Ramayana. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All verbs form the present participle passive in mana. We looked at that. That's it. Do you understand it?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you review on yourself,
yeah.
Yourself, can you get it?
It's not like totally solid in my mind in the sense of being memorized, but I understand it.
Yeah.
So you can go through and
mm-hmm.
learn it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we can keep pointing it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think we have one in one of our sentences.
We did, that's why we're doing it.
I know. Yeah. No, I mean in one that I just did a couple
yeah,
of days ago.
I'm not sure about that. I have a book.
Oh, okay. You know which one I'm talking about.
We're going to do number four, right? That's where we ended with our sentences.
Yeah, let's see it. We're on page.
The one about I subsist on roots.
I don't
remember. Yeah, yeah.
Is that the one that you did?
No, I can't remember. Do that one.
We're on number four.
We don't remember which one we left off on.
Can we just do it just in case?
We have to do Ekasmin. We did the first three.
Right, we did the fourth.
We did do the fourth.
we're having our 11 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Georgia, okay. Thank you, though. That was really clear.
Good. And just study it at home and then become yours, you know. Take
so
notes, write notes, write your notes up on all this.
I'll go ahead and start with, is it number four, Ron?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Okay. So, Ekasmin, me, my eyes are really bad today. Ekasmin, na, is that it? Is that two ends together there?
Yeah, ekasmin nibbide.
And that's bide.
Nibbide.
Nibbide. Ranye. Vasan. Palam. Palam. Ula. Dina.
Actually, take it like this. Okay. Pala mula.
Palam mula.
Mula dina. Just so you have the right word, there's a word pala, that word mula, adinam.
Mula adinam. Ashanena. Vritim akurvi. That's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So we have ikasmin, and is that...
Ekasmin.
Is that someone? Or
no, in one.
In one.
Remember, it's the eka is declined like a pronoun. So like sarvasmin,
okay.
Kasmin. So it's in the locative singular, ekasmin. Ekasmin, nibide, aranye.
Okay.
You've got three locatives.
All right. So in one.
Or A.
In A. And then we have... Nibide, which is also locative, singular, in a dense, and that's dense.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next word is forest. So
right.
In a dense forest. So would you say something like while in a dense forest?
While living.
While living in a dense
dwelling,
forest.
Living. Vas means to dwell, to live in the sense of dwelling, while residing, while dwelling in a dense forest. So what is that vasan?
So vasan is from vas. And, oh, it's a present participle active, and it's nominative, right?
Yeah.
Yay, I didn't get that before.
There it is.
Okay. All right. So it's nominative masculine?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then next we have Pala... Mula dinam, which is genitive plural for fruits, roots, and others.
Mm-hmm.
And ashanena, which is neuter, which is instrumental singular, and that would be eating.
Mm-hmm.
So, while dwelling in a dense forest, and we have to go to the next part to get the rest of it. And then we have... Vritim,
which is,
I'm sorry, what?
Well, don't make it long E.
Vritim.
Yeah.
Vritim. It's accusative singular, and it's livelihood or maintenance,
mm-hmm.
subsistence, which
mm-hmm.
would you say?
Yeah, that's right.
And then it finally we have akurvi. And that must come from kri.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't figure out what it was. I don't know why.
Well, E is the affix, and a... the weak in the Atmanapada, the weak form of kri is kur.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
So kur plus e is kurvi. Kuru plus e.
Okay.
Right?
First.
Yeah. So akurvi.
And it's the first person?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So while dwelling in a dense forest, I make my subsistence by eating fruits, roots, and others.
And, yeah, et cetera, right.
And et cetera.
Yeah, good. Repeat after me, Kitsu. Ekasmin.
Ekasmin.
Nibide.
Nibide.
Aranye.
Aranye.
Vasan.
Vasan.
Kala Muladinam.
Kala Muladinam.
Ashanena.
Ashanena.
Vritam Akurvi.
Vritam Akurvi.
Or Vritam Akurvi.
Vritam Akurvi.
Good.
Kataya.
Kataya.
Kataya. Ne. Kataya. No. Naha. Yaha. Katha. Rithe. 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 Nya.
Should be bhyas.
Yes,
Rithe,
sorry.
Bhyas, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I have that right, but Vrite, Vyas, Sva, Mashrinovu. So Kataya, Kataya, is second person imperative singular, Padasmai Pada, you tell. And then No is really Naha, which is from Asmad. And it could be one of three things, but I hear, here I think it's the dative. Or it could be accusative, tell
it
us.
It could be accusative,
right,
David.
Accusative,
tell,
right.
tell us.
To us or tell us.
Uh-huh.
And then Yaha is the feminine.
Yaha.
Yaha, sorry. Yaha is the feminine noun or plural of Yad, who, which, or whom. Kata is the feminine noun, noun or singular of a story or fable.
But I think you need the Visarga there. It's the Vasandhi there, right? Yaha, Kataha. Visarga drops.
Right, so there's it's a plural?
Yeah, because Yaha is plural.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Yaha Kataha.
Yeah, yeah, right. I don't know why I didn't get that. Okay, so it's plural. Yeah. That makes more sense. The stories. Okay. All right. And then Vridde, it comes from Vrida, which is a, believe, a past passive participle.
You need Vridde Bhyaha.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did have that right. What am I doing here? It, yeah, it's
and
yaha, but it's still a past passive participle modifying a dative or
adult. Well, actually, vritta just means an elder. The vrittas are the elders. What did you have for vritta?
Okay, I thought it was from the root, from the verb vrid.
Could it can be, but what is it? What did you have it meaning?
I had it as being the ancient stories. Or the ancient stories.
No, because that won't work. Because of the context. And the stories are in the nominative plural. So which stories?
Right.
Vridebhyaha tvam ashranoho. Shra means that you've heard, right?
Right.
Ashranoho.
Right.
So did you have tvam ashranoho?
Yes, I had tvam ashranoho, and ashranoho is second person imperfect singular.
Yeah.
That is my word that you heard. I don't know why I... Why did I have that? So it's vridebhyaha. So the word just, the noun, it's a noun now?
Yeah, vridebhyaha. Well, I think it's actually, it's an adjective, but it means a person who's an elder. You know, the respect.
So the PPP is Bhruta, right?
Yeah, it is, but it's been used as a noun, though. It is a past passive participle.
Exactly. Bhruta. Right.
Okay,
I'm not sure on how to answer. I'm
still,
I'm a little confused.
You know why? Because they left out the Taha there.
Maybe he's left, actually.
I had my brother-in-law come in here fixing my car, David.
Oh, he's gone.
He just snuck out. Okay, let me explain.
Okay.
It's a little hard because they left out, you know, Yaha is the relative. They left out the correlative, but it says, please tell us, Katiya Naha, please tell to us, Yaha Kataha, which stories? Tvam Shrinoho, you heard from the elders.
Okay.
From the respected ones.
So it is ablative plural.
Ablative plural.
Right, because I had a question on that. Okay. But it could be dative, but it's ablative because of the context, right?
Yeah, it could be. It could be three things, right?
Right, so it's just a noun. It's not a...
Two things. It could be dative or ablative. Yeah.
Right, but it's just a noun.
It's being used as an adjective. Vritta is used as an adjective. But there's no... So, yeah, it's being used as an adjective.
From the elders.
Yeah, the elders. So it means the people. That you're not going to say elder people.
Right. So. Okay.
Is it clear?
Yeah, it is. Just to be clear, though, it's being used as a noun, right? Not as an adjective. Because if it was an adjective, it would be the participle form, right?
That's not quite right. Just a second. I want to see what... See, vridha, masculine... masculine, neuter, feminine, old. So the word is an adjective.
Right.
But the adjective doesn't have the substantive in the sentence. So it would be if I use the word old, please tell what you heard from the old. Mm-hmm. Who is the, from the old ones?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You have to add that.
Right. And when you add that, though, then it becomes a noun, right?
Or it's being used as an adjective which assumes the noun.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
It's fine. Yeah, I get it now. Yeah. I had a question on it. I remember thinking, because I knew that he had written MNF, which is the clue for me that it's
that's
an
adjective
of some kind,
yeah.
So I thought it was a participle, but then I couldn't. Okay.
Let's do another one. Okay. Oh, repeat after me. Katia no yaha.
Katia no yaha.
Kataha.
Kataha.
Vridhebhyaha.
Vridhebhyaha.
Tvam ashrinoho.
Tvam ashrinoho.
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 Okay.
Okay, number six, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ramam. Mute.
Yute.
Yute. Yute. Drish. Nu. Vrishnuva.
Vrishnuvan.
Vrishnuvan.
Adrishnuvan.
Adrishnuvan. That van, is that a double N?
No, it's a na. It's awful. Adrishnuvan. Then rakshasaha.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did figure that out finally. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Vrishnuvan. Rakshasaha. Okay. Yeah, that was a troublesome Ramam, which is Rama in the accusative singular. Hude is locative singular in a battle.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Adrishnuvan. Adrishnuvan. Which is from Drish, which means bold, to be bold, and it's imperfect third person plural. No?
Yeah, it means you could say they hurt him, they dared him, they assailed him.
Oh, okay.
And it is past tense.
Okay. And then the last is Rakshasa.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, and it's those are demons,
mm-hmm.
nominative plural. So the demons assailed Rama in battle.
Yeah. Good. Ramam yudhe.
Ramam yudhe.
Adrishnuvan.
Adrishnuvan.
Rakshasaha.
Rakshasaha.
Let's just regroup here for a minute. I think we should move on to page 27, don't you? Do you want me to just translate these real fast for you so then you can study?
I really want to know the translation.
Okay. Can we just only take a few minutes?
That's
that
fine.
That way we can move on.
Sure.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Can you come in?
Yes. It's only take a couple minutes. So you can go back to the tape to really understand this.
Okay.
So, ujjamam kurvan api.
Mm-hmm.
Even though doing kurvan api, it's not that nadrata, so even though making effort, kurvan is a present participle. So even though making effort, ujjamam means effort, palam na evam atnavam, I didn't attain, Apnavam, apnavam, past tense, from op to attain. I did not attain at all, with the eva emphasis, a result. Even while making an effort, I didn't get a result. A poem. Tasmat, therefore, bhavitavyata eva atra upalabhya. Tasmat, therefore, bhavitavyata fate, destiny. Eva alone, atra here, upalabhya, is to be, in a sense, is to be blamed, or is at fault, right? So even though making effort, I didn't gain any result, therefore, fate alone here is to be blamed. Did you get it?
I got it, yeah.
Great. Idrishaihi karmabihi mahatpunyam tvam samachinutaha. Samachinutaha. Idrishaihi karmabihi. By efforts such as this, by karmas, by actions, idrishaihi such as these, mahatpunyam, great punya, accusative singular, mahat adjectival, tvam you, samachinitaha, you have acquired, you have hoarded, you have gathered to yourself, past tense, you have gathered to yourself great karma, a lot of karma, a lot of punya, by karmas such as this. Get it? Good. Bho bho advaryavaha somam yuyam asunitvam. Naveti prichati hota. Bo bo can be just a question. In introducing a question, also can show concern.
So,
so it could be hey, o advaryus. Somam yuyam asunitvam. Did you press the soma? Asunitva means to extract soma from the soma. Did you extract the soma, the juice from the soma? Somam is accusative, singular. Yuyam, you, plural. Asunitvam is past tense, second person, plural. So, O Adwaryus, did you extract soma? It means, did you press the soma? So, suna means to extract juice from something. So, did you extract juice, the soma? Okay, did you extract the soma? Did you press the soma? Nava or not? Did you do it or not?
Oh, that was very good.
Nava.
I had it.
Did you press the soma or not? Nava.
You did not extract the soma juice or. I couldn't figure out what that was.
That's common, that nava.
Okay.
Thus, puts in quotes, prichati
okay.
Hota. The Hota asked thus. Okay? Rama Lakshmanau Sitam Aranye Anvishyantau Mahantam Kalam Samihitam Na Eva Ashnivatam. Rama and Lakshmana, a dwandva dual, Rama and Lakshmana, Lakshmana Sita, accusative singular, Aranye, locative singular. Anvishyantam is a present participle. Rama and Lakshmana searching in the forest, searching for Sita in the forest. Mahantam kalam, for a long time. Samitam, what they were desiring, what they desired. Naeva ashnivatam, Rama and Lakshmana never got what they desired while searching in the forest for Sita, while searching for Sita, accusative, in the forest for a long time. You see it?
Mm-hmm.
You could also say they never got, for a long time, they never found Sita, or you could say, while searching in the forest for a long time.
But Rama Lakshmanau.
Is nominative dual.
Lakshmana. I figured it had to be Lakshmana.
Oh, it's, yeah, it's in the dual, it's a dwandva, so Rama and Lakshmana.
Yeah, I got that, I just wasn't familiar, I was trying to make it Lakshmi. And
oh,
like,
I see,
there's
yeah.
no way that's going to work, so it must have come from Lakshmana.
Do you
and
see?
That's another name of somebody,
that's
right?
The
yeah, that's the brother.
Okay.
Lakshmana is Rama's brother.
Okay.
So do you see how it says, Rama and Lakshmana searching
mm-hmm.
in the searching for Sita in the forest?
Yeah, I just had the wrong, I read it, I transcribed it incorrectly. I thought it was I he instead of
oh, oh, I see.
And
yeah.
then I got confused and thought it was an instrumental. But I got the translation anyway. But I had it.
So they were never able to
mm-hmm.
to obtain what they desired. Okay. Actually, they never did. Rama they had to go to Ravana. You know, they never found Sita.
The Mahantam is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now that I have a question about.
Yeah,
that
Mahantam.
It's from Mahat.
Right.
It becomes Mahan, Mahantam. That's the form of it. And Kalam, it means a long time, a great deal of time.
Right. But Mahant is a present active participle?
No, it's just Mahat, the adjective. But I think that there's something where that takes long. It's not instead of Mahantam, like Bhagavantam. It becomes Mahantam. I'll have to look it up. It's a strange declension. From Mahat,
right.
means great.
Okay.
So Mahantam Kalam means a great amount of time. It's
okay.
just in the accusative plural, singular.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not a present active person.
No.
And it's just the declension of
it's Mahat. Of Mahat.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
But there's a little difference in that long ah is unusual.
Mm.
And as I recall, it's the root Mahat declines a little differently.
Okay.
Okay, let's do the last one. Apatita, apadaha. Apatita, apadaha. Pratyakurma, bhavatam, sahayena. Apatita is in. That's what's the problem. Apatitaha. The sarga drops. Apad means like a calamity or misfortune, and this is in the accusative plural. Apadaha, from apad, feminine accusative plural from a da ending noun, apad, apadaha, like marutaha. So, apatitaha, apadaha, both accusative plurals. The misfortunes which have occurred. Apatita, which have happened, which have come to pass. Pratyakurma.
I thought apadaha was a feminine noun.
It is. Apad. Apad. Not apadaha. Apad. And then in the declension, it becomes apadaha.
Right.
We remedied. We took care of pratyakurma. We remedied the misfortunes, the calamities that took place. Bhagavatam, from bhavat, genitive plural because of respect, I think. Sahayena, by the help of your honor. Or of, if there's more than one there, of your honors. But also, you know, in bhavat, this word for respect is often put in the plural. So we took care of, we cured, we righted the misfortunes that came upon us, that came to pass, with the aid of your honor. You get that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Good.